Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Certain?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm sorry. Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
67.
Thank you, ma'am. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino?
White.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, can you please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year?
10.
It means 10. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job? How about Marcy Kaptur? As a congresswoman, approve or disapprove?
I don't know who she is.
Okay. How about Joe Biden as president? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Approve somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. How about Donald Trump as a former president? Approve
or disapprove? Absolutely no. Disapprove.
Strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. How about Sherrod Brown as a senator? Approve or disapprove? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along, I'm going to read you the list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression? If you have not heard of the person or institution or unfamiliar with it, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
How about Donald Trump? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of it?
Donald Trump?
Yes. Are you favor or
no,
unfavorable?
Just, no, not at all.
Very unfavorable? Okay.
Very, very.
How about Marcy Kaptur?
Don't know her.
Don't know. Republican in Congress in general? Approve or disapprove?
I don't know her.
No, the Republicans in Congress right now, do you approve?
Oh, I think they're horrible.
So, very unfavorable opinion of them or somewhat unfavorable?
Totally unfavorable.
Okay. How about Joe Biden? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat
you
unfavorable.
You already asked me that.
The other one was if you approve of their job. This is in regards to if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Okay. And how about Derek Marin? Favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know him.
Okay. And First Energy? Do you have an opinion about that institution?
Yeah, they're all right.
Somewhat favorable? Should I record that as
somewhat.
Your answer? Okay.
Somewhat, yeah.
How about Democrats in Congress in general? What's your opinion?
In general, approval.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
And if the election for president were held today, from who would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. I do appreciate your patience. Now, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, from who would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, from who would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Democrat.
Thank you. And there is a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there is no chance at all? No chance.
No.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Now, remember, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, ma'am? Now, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has been a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda, Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, that's what they say. Now, this statement makes you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or it makes no difference. And if the statement makes you more likely, or if it's not true, let me know.
You know what? Whatever they say, it makes no difference. They're all a bunch of liars.
Understood. Now,
on both sides.
Understand. Now, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about Republican Derek Merrin. After each statement, can you please indicate if that makes you less likely to vote for him, someone less likely, or makes no difference? And if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or if you don't think it's true, please say so. Here's the first statement. In the state legislature, Derek Merrin supported an anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employers' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merrin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Is that statement will make you to support him much less, somewhat less, it makes no difference, more likely, or you don't think it's true?
Much less.
Okay. And nearly every Republican Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses in military transfer. But Derek Merrin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to their job to get workers' compensation, Merrin even voted no on that. Much less, somewhat less, no difference. More likely or not true.
Much less.
And Derek Merrin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merrin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merrin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancy, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. With that statement, will make it to support him much less, someone less, no difference, more.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
So less. Much less, okay?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. As a lender who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merrin wrote a legislation to end mandatory lead-by testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Is that statement would make you to support him much less, someone less, no difference, more likely or not true?
I wouldn't vote for him now.
Okay, so much less or someone less?
Much less.
Okay, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state's history, Derek Merrin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill, bailing out of First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merrin's corruption. Much less, someone less, no difference, more likely or not true?
No clue.
Okay. You don't think it's true, or you want me to repeat the question, or will that statement will make you to support him much less, someone less?
Much less.
Much less, okay. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Merrin saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Much less, someone less, no difference, more likely or not true. Yes, ma'am?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin? Or would you still vote for Merrin?
No.
Okay. So what's the main reason after you heard everything? The abortion bill, the landlord bill.
The abortion. Abortion.
The abortion bill that he passed? Okay, thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? I appreciate your patience. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind. So I'll ask again, if the general election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Democrat.
And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt? One reason. The same thing? The abortion bill? Or?
Yes. Yes.
It's still the same thing, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Still the same.
Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but not degree, associate's degree.
High school.
Thank you, ma'am. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you very much, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you, okay? Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Thank you.
You Bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye.
Ah.